People of our church are not professional actors, nor are we professional musicians. We are just simply a local church and trying to be a blessing not only to those who are members here, attend faithfully, but also to our community. And we have some talent for which we thank the Lord, both vocally and instrumentally, but none professional. We're just happy to celebrate the occasion of Christ's birth into this world. And so without any further talk, we're glad to present the night to play for you, I Heard the Bells.
Hello? Hold on. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm in the city and I've got to go to the Carson Center to cover some ridiculous Christmas concert. What are you trying to tell me?
I said, are you coming home for Christmas or not? You still haven't given me a straight answer.
Is this the only thing we can talk about anymore? I mean, why are you so obsessed with this?
I've told you multiple times, Casey. Mom really needs you home this Christmas.
What does that even mean, she really needs me home this Christmas? You realize you're just trying to guilt me into this, right?
Honestly, you should feel guilty about not visiting your widowed mother for 2 years.
You always exaggerate, Stephanie, and of course you have to throw out the whole widow thing just to make me feel even worse.
A few weeks ago, you told me you couldn't come home for Thanksgiving, but that you would try to make it for Christmas. And I told Mom.
Why would you do that? You know I always say that just to be nice.
Wow, Casey. Nice is definitely not a word I could use to describe you.
You know what? This is why I don't even want to come home for Christmas.
Look, Casey, can you at least...
No, you know what? You couldn't pay me to stomach another Christmas at home.
Casey!
No, I gotta go. The concert's starting. Just tell Mom I can't make it.
Fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. News of great joy, news of great mirth.
Casey?
Hey, sorry I'm late. The traffic is terrible.
Yeah, it always is. Please take a seat.
Sure.
Look, Casey, I don't want to take too much of your time, so I'll cut right to the chase. I read your review of our Messiah's birth.
Didn't I tell you that show was going to be a snooze fest?
It wasn't a show. It was a concert, a traditional Christmas concert featuring some of the most renowned instrumentalists of our time.
And I pointed that out. I just did it in more of a witty and ironic way.
Witty and ironic? The reader says cynical and cheeky.
What?
You don't even want to know how many complaints we've already received over that.
You've got to be kidding.
Casey!
Okay, fine. I'll tone down the sarcasm. Just give me something with more meat.
Well, exactly. That's why I got you in here today. I got a special assignment for you.
Finally. Please tell me it's about the Prime Minister's visit.
It's the Christmas issue.
The what?
Christmassy special? Full article? Front page?
You've got to be kidding.
No, Casey. Full page article. You know, about the Christmas traditions.
Please tell me you're joking.
Or the true meaning of Christmas.
What did I do to deserve
Or beloved Christmas carols. Really, whatever you want to cover. Everyone is warm and fuzzy over Christmas content, thanks to all those holiday TV commercials.
I can't stand those movies.
Well, everybody loves them. So you're going to channel that. Just make it merry and bright.
But
And it better be good. And I better feel all warm and fuzzy inside when I read it.
Mr. Parker, I literally can't.
This is your last chance, Casey.
Okay. I got it. Merry and bright.
I suggest you head home for Christmas and enjoy the season. It could help inspire you. Didn't you tell me once before that your mother pulls out all the stops for Christmas?
You have no idea.
She couldn't come this year, Mom.
Well, there must have been some kind of mistake because she is coming and she's almost here.
I'm sorry, Mom, but that can't be right.
Surprise, everyone!
Oh, she's here! I
Hi,
knew you
Mom.
Were going to come. I just knew it!
It feels like I haven't seen you in a couple months.
36 months, to be exact.
Wow. Oh, Stephanie, isn't it great to have Casey home for Christmas?
Well, it is a surprise.
I can just burst. I got your room ready, and I got that coffee that you like.
And she slaughtered the fatted calf for you.
Oh, we're just so glad she's home for Christmas.
Well, you know what? It's good to see you too, Steffi Bear.
Oh, I just realized I've got to leave. Can the two of you entertain each other for an hour or so?
Where are you running off to?
We have a practice for our Christmas program.
You still do that program every year?
You know, I know how you feel about that, so I won't even push it. You can just stay here.
No, that's perfect.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd like to go.
What?
No, really, seriously, I'd like to go. I mean, it might help me get me in the Christmas spirit.
Well, we'd love to have you. There's always room.
Are you joking?
No, seriously, I'd love to go, Mom. You know what? Sign me up for everything.
You would know most of the songs.
Yeah.
Oh, this makes me so happy. I could just... I'm just going to go get my purse.
Okay, what's going on here, Casey? What, can't I just enjoy a Christmas at home?
So suddenly you're able to stomach it?
I was just in a mood when I said that.
And going to church with Mom. Casey, you haven't darkened the door of a church in ages.
You know what? People change, Stephanie.
Well, let's get going, Casey.
You know what? I actually got to send out a few emails. How about I meet you guys there?
Well, that's great. I just hope you don't miss the first song. It's the Wexford Carol. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely. What's that one about again?
Oh, it's a beautiful Irish carol that talks about remembering what God has done for us at Christmas time. The poetry is just beautiful. Good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved son.
Are you taking notes? Well, excuse me for being interested in Christmas. You know what? See you later, Scrooge.
Oh,
as I sit here by the fireside and contemplate the wonderful memories of this most festive of seasons, my heart is filled with warmth and love and Christmas cheer and, I'm so going to get fired. Okay. I just need to stick to the plan and write about the songs from the Christmas program. Okay. Our favorite Christmas carols endure for a reason. Whether the beautiful melodies that get stuck in our head or the memories that draw, or the timeless truths they teach. That's good. Each Christmas, the small country church of my childhood includes in their Christmas program that old familiar American hymn, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, written by the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. What you may not know about this quaint carol is that it was composed under the bleakest of circumstances. In the summer of 1863, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow lost his beloved wife, Fanny, in a tragic fire. And he was severely wounded trying to desperately rescue her from the flames. Then, as he was still recovering, his son ran away to join the Union Army, for the Civil War was raging in America. As winter approached, Henry's son went missing, and after weeks of searching, he found him near death. Henry entered that Christmas season with a heavy heart. Many know the sadness holidays can bring when we've lost a loved one or suffered a tragedy. But as Henry wrestled with these feelings, he heard the bells and thought of the words of that familiar, quaint carol. And they inspired him to pen the words. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep.
Then Has become very special to me. You know the author wrote it after losing his beloved spouse.
Yeah, I was actually just reading about that.
You were?
Yeah, you know, like on Wikipedia.
Casey.
What?
It's Kenneth Martin.
Who?
Stand up straight.
What?
Let me fix your hair.
Mom.
Oh, Kenneth, yoo-hoo, Kenneth. Come meet my daughter, Casey.
Who is Kenneth Martin?
He's the nicest young man. He just started coming a few months ago. And most importantly, he's...
Hey, Mrs. Harris.
Single.
Mom.
Kenneth, I was telling my daughter, Casey, all about you.
Yeah, all those juicy details.
Well, nice to meet you, Casey.
Oh, I just remembered.
Mom, wait.
Oh, Barbara, did you just call me?
No, we know she's not calling you, Mom. Sorry about that. My mom is quite the character.
Well, you've got that right. She's one of the nicest people here at church.
Yeah. So, come here often?
Every week. Well, lately.
Okay, well, did you just move to town? Because I don't remember seeing you here before.
No, actually, I grew up just down the road, but only recently got saved and started attending.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I grew up here.
Man, I envy you. This place has been such a lifeline for me. I've been growing so much lately.
Really? Well, I mean, yeah, it's pretty great.
I love how everything's so Bible-based and gospel-centered. Especially this Christmas poem we're working on.
Yeah, it's definitely both of those things. Hey, what specifically do you like about the program?
The music particularly.
Okay.
It's crazy to me to think that I've heard most of these carols for years, but I never noticed the words or understood what they were really saying.
Yeah. Okay, for example?
Like this one. Hark the Herald Angels Sings.
Yeah. Like every fourth grader knows that one.
The words are incredibly powerful.
Yeah. For example?
Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Mildly lays his glory by. Uh-huh. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth.
Born to give them second birth.
Oh.
sorry. She's not here right now. Have you tried her cell phone?
Yeah, I've tried multiple times, and she's not answering. Can you just let her know that her deadline's been moved up by 24 hours? And they called and said that they want the full Christmas special in-house on the 22nd for the layout team.
Christmas special? You mean like a Christmas article?
You got it, honey. And tell her that she doesn't even have to call me back. And also make sure you mention to her Merry and Bright.
So that's why she's here. Some people never change.
Gospel lyrics and doctrinal truths are sung everywhere for a whole month. It really makes this a perfect time of the year to share the gospel.
Yeah, I guess so. I just think you got to worry about how you come across, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's fine to believe in Jesus, but you don't want to offend those that don't.
I think I'm misunderstanding you. It sounds like you're saying you shouldn't witness to others?
No. I just think that if you preach too much, you can turn people off. I live in the real world where you don't just talk about religion. It's taboo. And, I don't know, isn't offending people a sin too?
Casey, the gospel is offensive. Jesus himself told us that we'd be hated and persecuted for his name's sake.
I think you're misunderstanding me. I just think that we need to love people and not judge them. But when you say things like, you're wrong, or agree with me or you're going to hell, well, it can kind of shut people off. I mean, I grew up in this stuff. I know how judgy it can be.
Well, I didn't grow up in this stuff. And all I know to go by is the Bible. And in the Bible, it clearly says that Jesus clearly says that I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
I know.
But it sounds like you don't believe it. It also says that all men are lost in sin and headed for hell, and that only faith in Christ alone can save us. Telling a lost world about Christ is the most loving thing we can do.
I know what the Bible says.
But it sounds like you don't believe it.
Well, sure, I believe it. I grew up in it. I don't know. I just think you should be more inclusive.
The gospel is absolutely inclusive. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God isn't willing that any should perish. But the gospel is also absolutely exclusive. There's only one true God who had one begotten Son, whose death and resurrection provides the only way to heaven. And only faith in Christ can one have eternal life. He is the only way.
Overcome, holy one, love.
is that you?
Yeah, Mom.
Oh, did you have a good time?
Mom.
Isn't he nice and handsome?
Actually, you know what? We were arguing.
Arguing? What were you doing that for?
You know what? Whatever you had in your mind about the two of us working out, you can just forget it. We live on two different planets.
Well, let me tell you something. You had better move to his planet because there aren't many men like him in the universe.
Okay, that was pretty clever.
And where do you think you got your dramatic flair in your writing? But seriously, Casey, you two seemed perfect for each other.
Mom, it's just not going to work.
Well, I'm sure it's nothing a little mistletoe couldn't fix.
Mom!
I'm just kidding. But tell me, what happened?
You know, Mom, he's just like all the other church guys.
Church guys? And what exactly is that supposed to mean?
Can we not get into this again?
Are you saying you're still struggling with your faith?
I'm not struggling with my faith. I just have a different version, and it's not yours.
But I thought things were different. I thought you had changed.
But you didn't change, did you?
Great. Now it's 2-on-1.
Your editor called while you were gone. Your deadline's been moved up.
Wait, he called here?
Yeah, but I figured you should be okay, since you probably got plenty of material for your Christmas article helping Mom at church.
What's going on?
Well, I'm doing an article for the Herald. It's on Christmas traditions.
And that's why you came home. There's always an angle.
Well, I mean, partly to see you, too.
Oh, Stephanie, don't go.
I'm sorry I ruined Christmas, Mom.
Oh, you didn't ruin Christmas.
Really?
Maybe Christmas Eve, but not Christmas. No, I'm just glad you came home.
Well, you know, I just wish we could get together without talking about faith and religion and just leave it alone.
Honey, that will never happen. We care about you too much for that. You know that I try to tread carefully with you at times, but what I don't get to say, I pray.
Well, at least you still love me. Stephanie hates me.
Oh, she does not. She just has a hard time watching you drift away. She knows that you know the truth. And we know you should be in church following the Lord. But you don't seem to care at all.
Mom, it's not that simple.
But it is simple. Do you know Christ is your Savior? Are you living for Him? You haven't been the same since your father passed.
Okay, Mom, don't take this the wrong way, but look at yourself. You and Dad went to church every single week. You were such good Christians. And then before Dad could even turn 60, God let him die. I mean, leaving you with a struggling business and debts. Earlier today, I was trying to write about Dad's old Christmas gift tradition. Remember how he used to wrap a picture of the family and put it underneath the tree?
So he could remember what a wonderful gift God had given to him.
But Dad's gone. Couldn't God have let him live? I mean, you know what? Maybe God doesn't care at all.
Oh, honey, you don't know God. God is so good. Even when I don't feel like He's good, He is good. And even when everything is falling apart around me, He's still in control and He's still good. God is not the author of sin.
I know, mankind is.
No, honey, you don't know. You don't trust in God because you don't know Him. God is so good, the Bible says, there is no darkness in Him at all. He's so good, He sends blessing on the just and the unjust. He's holy and perfect, and His name is love. I know you've known this all your life, but I wonder, has it ever really touched your heart? God is so good, He sent His only Son to die for us. And every good thing in this world is His handiwork. And every blessing in my life, I can thank Him for. And even though you don't realize it yet, every good and perfect gift in your life comes straight down from the Father of lights.
Thank you.
Hey, Casey, wait up.
Not right now, Kenneth. I need to get some air.
Hey, I wanted to finish our conversation from earlier.
You know, I'm really not up for it.
What's wrong?
I'm scared.
Scared?
Yeah, I'm scared. My whole life I've been a Christian, like it was something to fall back on or always there just in case I needed it. But a few minutes ago, my own mother just basically told me I'm not saved.
Just an hour ago, you were basically telling me how you didn't believe the Bible. Now you're telling me you're scared because you do believe it?
I mean, I guess I just wanted to believe in my own version or my own way. But, of course, I want to be saved. I don't even know what to do now.
You just need to be saved from your sins, saved from yourself, saved from being separated from God.
You're right. I am separated from God, and I can feel it.
Casey, I know exactly what you need to do. I just did it a few months ago. You just need to repent of your sins and ask Christ to save you.
But how can I do that now? How can I tell everyone that I've lived most of my life as a lie? I mean, what will everybody think?
Casey, none of that matters. All that matters is that God loves you. He sees your need, He knows your faults, and He gave you a way to salvation.
I mean, it's so simple and yet so easy to miss. I've been missing it for 30 years.
Isn't it the best feeling in the world to realize that you've finally been missing? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Saved. That word has so much more meaning now. It reminds me of the verse, and she shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be Jesus, and thou shalt save him, well, he'll save us from our sins.
His name is Jesus.
I have more to say, too. While you were gone, I wrote down all the verses I couldn't think of earlier and all the things I wanted to say, but I couldn't remember.
Okay.
First,
Mom, I just got saved.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't saved.
Well, honey, I've known that for years, but I was just hoping I was wrong.
Okay, no, like, Mom, I just got saved a few minutes ago.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, me and Kenneth were talking about faith and salvation, and I realized I was lost and in desperate need of a Savior.
Oh, Casey! I can't see straight. This makes me so happy. Oh,
that's a tight grip.
After all these years, oh, I've got to go tell your sister. Oh, Stephanie!
Oh, no, not Stephanie.
What?
Well, you know what? She's probably not going to believe me and think that I'm faking a stay longer or, I don't know, like to date you.
Date me?
Well, okay. She's got a wild imagination.
Stephanie, come in here. You're not going to believe what happened to your sister.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, man, I can't face her.
Just tell her what you believe, what you really believe.
Well, what is it?
Well, Stephanie, tonight I decided that I believe God, and I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and that I was in desperate need of salvation from my sins. I think I'm forgetting something, but I think that's about it, so.
Casey!
Wait, you're not annoyed at me?
No, of course not. I think this is the happiest day of my life. I've been praying for this for years.
You have?
Me too.
Wow, I thought we were going to have a prodigal sibling moment there.
Are you kidding me? I'll go get the fatted calf myself.
Oh, guys, it's a quarter till.
Oh, we'll be late for the concert. We've got to go.
Are you coming, Casey?
Wouldn't miss it. Each December, we set aside time to reflect upon the birth of a baby, a birth that to most of the world seemed common and insignificant. But the child born in Bethlehem that night was no ordinary child. Prophets foretold of him and angels proclaimed his birth. He has many names: Emmanuel, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Way, the Truth, and the Life. This Christmas, let us come and worship this Jesus, high and lifted up, who left heaven's glory to come to earth and die on a cross for our sins. Come, you faithful, you believers, and join your voices with the angels in heaven and the saints of all the ages in worship and adoration of this Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Hi.
I appreciate the effort that those who sang and played and were actors in the program put into this year, and especially those that memorized as many lines as they did to do a good job up here for us tonight. I enjoyed the story. I did think of something that would be most helpful. I was pretty impressed when Faith's microphone quit working and how quickly Brother Mick ran up and replaced it with one that was. And I was sitting there thinking, next time I get into a sermon that's not working, it'd be nice to have Brother Mick run up and hand me a new one. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but that was pretty impressive. Would you lend me an ear for 10 minutes at 7:19? We got here at 6. We've been here an hour and 20 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. I'll shut it down. I mean that. All this is about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ for the most part in this time of year. But whether you're talking about His birth, His life, His death, His burial, His resurrection, His ascension, or His coming back to the earth, it all boils down to really one basic thing in your life. Do you believe what's written? It's really what it boils down to. That was kind of portrayed in some of what the actors said tonight about, don't you believe the Bible? You can take your chances in believing something other than the Bible, but I'm telling you, you're stacking up against a book that the Bible says, that the Word of God says will not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Everything we believe about Jesus is written in this book. God put it this way at the end of chapter 20 in the book of John, the Gospel of John, verse 31, He said, "But these are written," all that we read in this book, "that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name." I hope you caught it there somewhere in the discussion between the boyfriend and girl, what became boyfriend and girlfriend there. Was the truth of the matter that the gospel is both exclusive and inclusive. The gospel is inclusive because it involves everybody. Everybody is welcome. Everybody's invited to come and trust the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. But the gospel is exclusive in the fact that it is the only way to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And so it all goes back to whether you believe what is written, what Jesus said, what God said. Some years ago, there was a lady from Mongolia who was working in the area here as a home health care nurse, and she was attending to a lady that was in dire need of help. And she showed up for a church service. I didn't know it later, until later when I went to visit her, but she has a sister living in Washington, D.C., and she was talking to that sister, and that sister was talking about knowing for sure that she was going to heaven. And the lady that was living here, her name was Amy, she said, "Man, I wish I could know that." And her sister said, "Find a Baptist church in your town and attend it, and they will tell you how you can know for sure you're going to heaven." That's what her sister said. Being from Mongolia, she grew up in a culture that basically didn't regard the Bible as God's Word. And she struggled with that the first several times that she visited, but she came on Sunday mornings faithfully, and she listened to the messages, and my partner and I would go into the home and visit with both of the ladies and make a point of speaking to Amy. And I remember the first time I actually got to discuss eternal matters with Amy, and it basically came down to she was not sure that the Bible was the Word of God. And I didn't press the matter any further, because if you don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, there's no basis for any belief or foundation for belief. But she continued to come, and she continued to come. And I remember going back to the home a second or third time, and in another conversation with her, sitting there in the little family area, where she made this statement to me. She said, "Pastor Angel, I have come to the conclusion that the Bible is God's Word." I left the house that day elated. Even came back and told our church, "Be sure and pray for Amy. I'm convinced that she is close to salvation because she believes now that the Bible is God's Word." And if you get that far, friend, you probably will come to Christ as your Savior. because that's the message of the Bible. And it wasn't too many, weeks after that, we were back there again for another visit, and I was able to take the Bible that Amy now believed and show her what God said about salvation. And that lady trusted the Lord Jesus as her personal Savior. She was baptized, and she eventually moved away to Florida. And the first Christmas that she had moved, since she had moved to Florida, was away from Bourbonnais. The first Christmas, she texted me and said, "Pastor Angel, this is Amy from Mongolia. I'm living in Florida, and I'm just so thankful I was able, pardon me, to learn the truth and trust the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior." And I want to say to you tonight, maybe you know somebody, maybe you know a relative or maybe there's a friend or a co-worker or a neighbor who speaks confidently about knowing for sure that they're going to heaven. Maybe they make statements like, "I know I'm saved. I know when I die, I'm going to heaven. I remember when I was 9 years old. I remember when I was 17 years old, or when I was 24, or when I was 35, or 58, or 62. I came to the realization that what God said in His book was true, and I confessed to God that I was a sinner, and I trusted Him, what Jesus did for me through His death, burial, and resurrection, and I trusted Christ as my Savior to save me from my sins." Maybe they make statements like that about knowing for sure that they're going to heaven. And everything they believe about going to heaven is based on what the Bible says. And they're coming to that truth. One of the reasons we take this time every Christmas season to have some type of event during Christmas time at church here is so that we can get the gospel out to the community, so that we have the opportunity to say to people that the Bible is true. We're not trying to be judgmental. But the Word of God stands forever. And the Word of God says that all people are born into this world as sinners. And because of that, we have a debt to pay. And that debt is eternal separation from God forever. It's a horrible punishment. But Jesus came. Yes, in Bethlehem's manger. But He didn't stay in Bethlehem's manger. He went to a cross. There He died. He was buried. 3 days and three nights later, He rose out of that grave to prove that He was God. When He did, the way of salvation was complete. It is exclusive. Pardon me. It's the only way for a person to end up in heaven someday, to have eternal life. Friend, maybe you've grown up in this community. Maybe you've grown up all through life, like Casey up here in the program, believing in God. No argument with the fact that Jesus existed. No argument with the fact that He died, He was buried, He rose again. But never having put your personal faith in Him to save you. What a better time to do it than at the Christmas season. What better time to do it than right now? Over the years that we've been putting on programs and events like this, we've had, as far as I know, we've had one man who had to say at the end of the program, trusted Christ as his Savior. Earlier this year, that man went to heaven. He lived to be almost 80. I think he was 81 years of age. He was a veteran. Trusted Christ as his Savior. And just earlier this year, breathed his last breath and went to that wonderful place called heaven. Not because he was good, not because he fought for our country, not because he was baptized or because he came to church, because he received Christ as his Savior. That's what the Bible says. So I invite you, I'm not inviting you to join Faith Baptist Church or become a Baptist, I invite you tonight to trust Christ. Trust Christ. In your seat, in your heart, you can simply trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can talk to God. God will listen. God will hear your prayer. You simply confess to God that you are a sinner. You know that. You believe that. And that now you understand from the Word of God that the only way to heaven is through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And tell God that you believe that sincerely in your heart and ask Christ to be your Savior. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Do you believe that in your heart? Ask Him. Tell Him you believe it. Ask Him to save you. Trust Him. Believe the Bible. It is God's Word. It is truth. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Thank you for listening tonight. Right where you sit, in the quietness of your seat, if you're not sure that you're on your way to heaven, but the Spirit of God is kind of tapping at the door of your heart tonight, saying, you know what, this makes sense, this is true. Right where you sit, friend, just tell God you're a sinner. And by faith, reach out to God. Tell Him you believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again for your salvation. And that you want to trust Him to save you now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We're not going to have a come forward invitation tonight. Normally we do. I'm not going to put that out for you tonight. But in the quietness of your seat, I would encourage you, if you've never given your heart to Christ, He is the only way to heaven. Trust Him. Trust Him tonight. Father in heaven, I thank You for the opportunity to once again have the privilege of portraying the truth of Christmas. That Jesus did come into this world by way of a manger there in Bethlehem. But He went to that cross too. And His body was laid in that tomb. And He came out triumphant, victorious over death and the grave. And in doing so, He provided free salvation for all people. Tonight I ask You, O God, to draw some heart to Yourself. I trust that somebody listening tonight put their faith in what Jesus has done for them to be saved. And Father, can we say once again tonight, thank You for sending Your Son to this earth so that we might have everlasting life with You in heaven. Please bless these next several days. Keep us safe. Be with those who might be traveling to visit with family or friends. Thank You most of all for the Lord Jesus, the babe who became our Savior. In His name we pray tonight. Amen. I'm going to ask the folks, the ushers, to turn the lights on, if you would, please, so that we can see. And that is the end of our program tonight. If you are a guest, I want to thank you again for coming. If any of you have any questions about anything that was said tonight as far as salvation, the Word of God, we'd be happy to talk to you about it. Let us take the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you again for coming. Let's stand together. And you are dismissed. God bless you.